Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Monday evening, markets and company news, and I'm in conversation with David Shapiro. David, good evening to you. And let's start with the gold. Price climbing today as an escalation in the Russian war in Ukraine continues. Also, more threats from Donald Trump to double tariffs. So that is not unexpected, but it's had a good impact on gold counters.
It's going to continue to have a good impact on the gold price and gold counters. Simply, nothing's resolved. You know, we still have that, as you mentioned, tariff uncertainty. We have fiscal, the budget hasn't been approved yet. Yes, it's gone through the House and so on, geopolitical uncertainty. I mean, the weekend news is quite distressing. So as long as this continues, I think investors are going to look to the safety of gold, you know, moving out of the dollar, simply fearing what this will be for the U.S. economy, perhaps interest rates going up and growth going down. So it's not over. The story's not over yet.
David, I had an interesting note from one of our listeners late last week, and a very simple question, maybe just to get your head around it. Why is gold, why is bullion considered a safe haven? What does that mean?
A safe haven means you're placing it outside of what are traditional investment places. For example, where the U.S. economy can be, or the dollar can be affected by poor fiscal policies, meaning poor handling of the economy, also interest rates and so on. And that's why investors look to gold, which has stood for as long as we can remember, even if you go back to biblical times. People accumulated gold. So it's always been considered a place to store your value where governments can't get their hands on it. So I think to try and put it down into very simple terms, whenever you're fleeing a country worried about war, you convert your assets into a piece of gold which can transcend borders, because you know on the other side, wherever you land, people will still buy the gold rather than the currency which you've smuggled out.
And as you say, that has been something that has been going on since time immemorial. David, let's turn our attention to telecom. Companies saying full-year headline earnings expected to almost double. It's turned in a strong operational performance, and this is all regarding the sale of an entity called SwiftNet.
Yes, credit to telecom. I mean, they've turned this company around. New management has really done a very good performance in turning it around. And they're getting, Jeremy, what I like about it is they're getting out of that legacy, their legacy business, which was, dial your fixed line businesses, and moving to the digital age. And, to get there, they've got to sell off those old legacy businesses that are not really contributing. The problem is how sustainable is this recovery? And I just looked at the market cap. You know, they're 20 billion. Now, sooner or later, they're going to come against the big giants, Vodacom at 283 billion and MTN at 234 billion. So at this stage, they're not really a thorn in the side of those companies. But if they continue along this path, then you're going to kind of wake the giant or upset the gorilla in the room. So, but still, a very good effort as they move into the digital age from the past.
Good effort and a tidy little jump in the share price today, up almost 6%.
Yeah, this is a big look. They've got a lot of room to make up. Over the last few years, they were down. They had come down particularly on some of the failed deals, but looking good. And certainly the trend is intact from the low levels that we saw last year. So it can continue as long as they, continue to produce these kind of profits.
David, give us the backstory on this. Momentum saying today, this is the big financial services group, that it's now received approval from the Prudential Authority for a big share buyback program. It's worth something in the region of around 1 billion rand. We knew this was coming, though. I think the actual program started in May this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, I've always got views on share buybacks, but I like Jeanette Marais. I think she's a very solid CEO and has done a lot of wonders, because you always wonder what the motivation of buying shares back is. But if this is a company that's trading below its intrinsic value, in other words, intrinsic value meaning what the company itself values itself, you know, in other words, it would rather invest in itself than perhaps use the money to invest somewhere else, if that makes sense to you. In other words, you're buying your shares cheaper than you think they're worth. But and you know, I've got faith that she's going to do the right kind of thing. It doesn't mean they're going to spend it all the time, you know, but they do have excess money. Jeremy, there's another side to this, you know, because when companies buy back shares, it means there's not much opportunity to expand elsewhere. That's always a concern. But I'm going to give her the credit of the doubt and support it, you know, and see where it does. This is at a new high. So it's a company that has done very well, and, you know, under her leadership, under Jeanette's leadership. So, you know, credit to her. We'll back her on whatever strategy she is pursuing.
And that's absolutely the right call. I mean, to date, the company's share price up almost 15%, which is not shabby.
Yeah. No, no. And it's quiet. You know, all our focus has been on all the other investment businesses, all mutuals and Sunlums. And this has always been an outsider, Metropolitan. You know, always the ugly sister or somebody in the pot. But not so. You know, credit to where the company is today, done very well.
David, just finally, a little bit later this week, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow, GDP growth for Q1 is out for release. And just looking at consensus, as far as the print is concerned, not a great deal of optimism here.
No, we got the hint last week from the governor of the Reserve Bank. Yeah, 1.2%. And also, not only that, the forecast for the next couple of years, you know, under 2%. So it does give you an idea how tough things are. The problem is we have very high unemployment, and whatever revenue we earn in this, you know, the fiscus or the government earns from taxes goes, number one, to paying interest, and secondly, to pay social grants, you know, huge amount of unemployment here. So it doesn't leave much to invest in the economy and grow the economy. And besides that, you've got a global economy that's also stuttering and staggering because of the issues that we brought up, you know, right at the beginning, the uncertainty just gripping the world at the moment.
David Shapiro, I'm going to leave it there. We'll talk again next week from Sasfin. Always appreciate your time and your insight.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.